Section 3. The Late Republic.
If you were there. You are a farmer in Italy during the Roman Republic. You are proud to be a Roman citizen, but times are hard. Rich landowners are buying farmland, and many farmers like you have lost their jobs. Some are moving to the city, but you've heard that there are not many jobs there either. You've also heard that a famous general is raising an army to fight in Asia. That seems very far away, but it would mean good pay. What might convince you to join the army?
Building background. The Roman army played a vital part in the expansion of the Republic. Roman soldiers were well trained and defeated many of the city's enemies. As they did so, the Romans took over new lands. As the army conquered these new lands, traders moved in, seeking new products and markets that could make them rich. Growth of territory and trade. After about 400 BC, the Roman Republic grew quickly, both geographically and economically. Within 200 years, the Roman army had conquered nearly all of Italy. Meanwhile, Roman traders had begun to ship goods back and forth around the Mediterranean in search of new products and wealth. Growth of territory. Roman territory grew mainly in response to outside threats. In about 387 BC, a people called the Gauls attacked Rome and took over the city. The Romans had to give the Gauls a huge amount of gold to leave the city. Inspired by the Gauls' victory, many of Rome's neighboring cities also decided to attack. With some difficulty, the Romans fought off these attacks. As Rome's attackers were defeated, the Romans took over their lands. As you can see on the map, the Romans soon controlled all of the Italian peninsula except far northern Italy. One reason for the Roman success was the organization of the army. Soldiers were organized in legions, or groups of up to 6,000 soldiers. Each legion was divided into centuries, or groups of 100 soldiers. This organization allowed the army to be very flexible. It could fight as a large group or as several small ones. This flexibility allowed the Romans to defeat most enemies. Farming and trade. Before Rome conquered Italy, most Romans were farmers. As the Republic grew, many people left their farms for Rome. In place of these small farms, wealthy Romans built large farms in the countryside. These farms were worked by slaves who grew one or two crops. The owners of the farms didn't usually live on them. Instead, they stayed in Rome or other cities and let others run the farms for them. Roman trade also expanded as the Republic grew. Rome's farmers couldn't grow enough food to support the city's increasing population, so merchants brought food from other parts of the Mediterranean. These merchants also brought metal goods and slaves to Rome. To pay for these goods, the Romans made coins out of copper, silver, and other metals. Roman coins began to appear in markets all around the Mediterranean. Rome grows beyond Italy. As Rome's power grew, other countries came to see the Romans as a threat to their own power and declared war on them. In the end, the Romans defeated their opponents, and Rome gained territory throughout the Mediterranean. The Punic Wars. The fiercest of the wars Rome fought were the Punic Wars, a series of wars against Carthage, a city in northern Africa. The word Punic means Phoenician in Latin. As you learned earlier in this book, the Phoenicians were an ancient civilization that had built the city of Carthage. Rome and Carthage went to war three times between 264 and 146 BC. The wars began when Carthage sent its armies to Sicily, an island just southwest of Italy. In response, the Romans also sent an army to the island. Before long, war broke out between them. After almost 20 years of fighting, the Romans forced their enemies out and took control of Sicily. In 218 BC, Carthage tried to attack Rome itself. An army led by the brilliant general Hannibal set out for Rome. Although he forced the Romans right to the edge of defeat, Hannibal was never able to capture Rome itself. In the meantime, the Romans sent an army to attack Carthage. Hannibal rushed home to defend his city, but his troops were defeated at Zama in the battle illustrated below. By the 140s BC, many senators had grown alarmed that Carthage was growing powerful again. They convinced Rome's consuls to declare war on Carthage, and once again the Romans sent an army to Africa and destroyed Carthage. After this victory, the Romans burned the city, killed most of its people, and sold the rest of the people into slavery. They also took control of northern Africa. Later expansion. During the Punic Wars, Rome took control of Sicily, Corsica, Spain, and North Africa. As a result, Rome controlled most of the western Mediterranean region. In the years that followed, Roman legions marched north and east as well. In the 120s, Rome conquered the southern part of Gaul. By that time, Rome had also conquered Greece and parts of Asia. Although the Romans took over Greece, they were greatly changed by the experience. We would normally expect the victor to change the conquered country. Instead, the Romans adopted ideas about literature, art, philosophy, religion, and education from the Greeks. Crises strike the Republic. As the Romans' territory grew, problems arose in the Republic. Rich citizens were getting richer, and many leaders feared that violence would erupt between rich and poor. Tiberius and Gaius Gracchus. Among the first leaders to address Rome's problems were brothers named Tiberius and Gaius Gracchus. Both served as tribunes. Tiberius, who took office in 133 BC, wanted to create farms for poor Romans. The purpose of these farms was to keep the poor citizens happy and prevent rebellions. Tiberius wanted to create his farms on public land that wealthy citizens had illegally taken over. The public supported this idea, but the wealthy citizens opposed it. Conflict over the idea led to riots in the city, during which Tiberius was killed. A few years later, Gaius also tried to create new farms. He also began to sell food cheaply to Rome's poor citizens. Like his brother, Gaius angered many powerful Romans and was killed for his ideas. The violent deaths of the Gracchus brothers changed Roman politics. From that time on, people saw violence as a political weapon. They often attacked leaders with whom they disagreed. Marius and Sulla. In the late 100s BC, another social change nearly led to the end of the Republic. In 107 BC, the Roman army desperately needed more troops. In response, a consul named Gaius Marius encouraged poor people to join the army. Before, only people who owned property had been allowed to join. As a result of this change, thousands of poor and unemployed citizens joined Rome's army. Because Marius was a good general, his troops were more loyal to him than they were to Rome. The army's support gave Marius great political power. Following his example, other ambitious politicians also sought their army's support. One such politician, Lucius Cornelius Sulla, became consul in 88 BC. Sulla soon came into conflict with Marius, a conflict that led to a civil war in Rome. A civil war is a war between citizens of the same country. In the end, Sulla defeated Marius. He later named himself dictator and used his power to punish his enemies. Spartacus. Not long after Sulla died, another crisis arose to challenge Rome's leaders. Thousands of slaves, led by a former gladiator, Spartacus, rose up and demanded freedom. Spartacus and his followers defeated an army sent to stop them and took over much of southern Italy. Eventually, though, Spartacus was killed in battle. Without his leadership, the revolt fell apart. Victorious, the Romans executed 6,000 rebellious slaves as an example to others who thought about rebelling. The rebellion was over, but the Republic's problems were not. Summary and preview. You have read about crises that arose in the late Roman Republic. These crises eventually led to changes in society, as you will see in the next chapter. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the social studies skills and standards review exercises. The standards assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.